This year, the talent around the country is a little bit better. We've got a lot more people playing American, and that's showing up in the NBL and then down through the State League as well. We'll still have a hard time in the State League again this year because places like Lithgow seem to recruit Americans every year.
Right. Is that because they pay them well or because...
Well, they do.
Because of the attractive climate at Lithgow.
Yeah, probably both.
And the beautiful scenery.
Drag them from Alaska.
Come to the Zigzag Railway.
Well, if they bring them from Alaska, they can say, well, look how warm Lithgow is.
We're going to cross back to the studio in a couple of minutes for a few songs. The men's first grade game is on at 7:45. Noel's going to leave us at 7:25 to run down and get the Sydney Sonics team for us. And
on paper, they're not all coming up here.
Yeah, they're not all coming up here.
And also get Paul Canar to come up?
Yes.
Paul's going to come up after the men's game, he said.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, because he's playing again.
That's right, yeah. Paul Canar, who is the coach...
Canar.
Is the coach of the Penrith women's team, is playing in the men's team, so he'll join us after the game, and hopefully we'll win that as well.
Yes, and we're going to get Peter Law up here and bash him, aren't we?
I think he deserves to. Do you think there's any truth in the rumour that Peter's coaching our under 18 team so he can poach players for this comp?
Well, actually, I burned him with that early on this year and said, hey, you know, it may be a conflict of interest. But no, Peter assures me that he's not going to take any of the under 18 girls,
for
the youth squad. So we trust him.
We trust him. Lives in Penrith, works in Penrith, but coaches Bankstown.
Lives in Hawkesbury, and coaches in Hawkesbury, and then comes to Penrith and coaches as well.
All right. Who do you think was our best player tonight, Noel, or our best players in attack and defence? And then we'll.
Who is your MVP?
Oh, MVP. Well, second half, I thought Lucy Patrick got a little bit more involved and did a fair bit. Jackie Hubble, I thought, had a great second half.
She did indeed, yes.
Got in, scored some points. Got a lot of intercepts.
Yeah, Sue Baxter also played well. She was sort of a quite achiever at times with a few goals.
Yeah,
a few surprise 3-pointers.
And Catherine Sheridan had a great second half.
Got a couple
half.
Of pointers. Yeah, it is fairly cold out there.
Yeah. But Catherine Sheridan had a great second half as well. But overall, it's a tough... I don't know, it's a tough call. I'd probably split it between Melissa and Lisa.
Yeah, I'd agree. I think probably Melissa because she was on the field more often and probably had a few more points. Lisa didn't play a lazy game but didn't get as involved as she could have.
No.
I think we'll probably cross back to the studio any minute now, so we'll play a few tunes and we'll come back here live. We're right to cross back to the studio for a couple of songs and we'll come back here at about 8:25 and we'll preview the main men's game, which is Penrith versus the Sydney Sonics. And after the game we hope to interview Paul Canard, who's the coach of the Penrith women's team, as well as Kerry Kenny, who is the captain. We hope we can get hold of her, and we hope to have you back here in about 5 or 10 minutes. Thanks. You're on SWR FM 88.3 on our second test broadcast.
Let me know about all the old 45s. and the paperback rooms, and it's scattered over photographs of summers and suns. And you're a real gone kid. And maybe now, baby.
Swire FM, Deacon Blue and Real Gone Kid at 27 minutes past 7 o'clock. You're listening to live basketball from Homebush, where it's all happening at the moment. We'll have a quick word from our sponsors right now.
Swire FM would like to thank the following sponsors. Superior Screen Print for all your professional screen printing requirements. Located at 175 Military Road, Merrylands. You may contact them on 681-5544.
Pyramid T-Shirts, located at 125 McGowell Road, Girraween. For all your quality printing needs, specialising in T-shirts printing. Their phone number is 636 1919.
Rode & Schwartz, for the use of their transmitter. They are located at 63 Parramatta Road, Silverwater. And their phone number is 748-0155.
Peter Jackson's Replacement Panels, for the restoration of rusted parts and supply for motor vehicles. Their workshop is located at Unit 4, 4 Appin Place, Dunheved. You may contact them on 623 5333.
Casablanca Video Productions, for all filming requirements. Telephone Rob on 047 35 2573 or 018 46 1015.
Hearts Hire, for two-way radio and mobile phone hire. You may contact them on 419 4333.
Swire FM would also like to thank BP Australia for their support during our test broadcast by way of allowing us to place our program material in their BP service stations and franchises right throughout Sydney's outer west, extending from Blacktown right up to Valley Heights. Time 29 minutes past 7 o'clock on SWRFM, where we are calling you the basketball live. We've just had the women's basketball, and now shortly we'll be crossing back to Homebush for the men's basketball. Jeez, non-sexist radio is what Swire FM is all about. Back into the music, this is Max Q.
You are born into this world, looking down the barrel of a gun, and those who hold the gun want you to work fast and die young. And if you don't work, if you don't obey, they'll make you live in fear till your dying day. Those who gather hold the gun to your head, with religions, corporations, proud of blood they've shed.
Never respond, rival Mars will set. Again, about 100 or more shy of end of the year.
Back to Homebush on Swire
FM. Okay, we're live back at Homebush Sports Centre. You're on SWR 88.3 FM, our second test broadcast, our first live call of sport. Hope it's sounding all right to you. Sounds all right to us, but then we're not fussy. We're just trying to organise the captain of the Penrith women's team to come up here, Kerry Kenny, and have a chat to us. But before we do that, at 7.45, we've got the tip-off for the men's game, Penrith Panthers versus the Sydney Sonics. Dave, do you want to go through the Penrith team and tell us who's playing?
Yep. Okay, Dave, we've got number 5, Richard Spanos, who's a guard. Number 6, Scott Miller, who's playing forward. Number 8, Brian Metcalf, who's playing centre. Number 9, Elliot Plater, who's playing forward. Number 10, Dean Miller, forward. Number 12, Peter Fenton, who's playing forward. Number 13, Mick McSpadden, who's playing centre. Number 14, Gary Hartop, who's playing centre. Number 15, Michael Kenny, who's playing forward. Michael Kenny's played for the Sydney Kings until 1989, and he's been a Penrith linchpin for the last two seasons, so we'll be looking for a big game from him tonight. Peter Fenton's also represented New South Wales as a junior, and Gary Hartop has played netball for Australia.
Maybe he's confused.
Well, I don't know, but...
I hope he didn't wear a skirt.
If his ball skills from netball carry over into the basketball tonight, he'll be having a big game. Dean Miller's also played New South Wales as a junior.
Well, I mean, as you said, the ball skills between netball and basketball are very, very similar, aren't they?
Yeah.
The only difference is, of course, with basketball, you can keep running when you get the ball.
Well, there are a few differences, but that's the main difference. And also, I don't think he wears a skirt anymore, does he?
I don't think so. Only on Saturday night when he gets paid a lot of money, but we won't talk about that right now.
No, that could be...
Penrith are up the end. They're warming up. They're coming second in the comp right now, so they're a pretty good team. I can't tell you where the Sydney Sonics are coming at the moment.
Sydney Sonics are coming second last.
Second last. Well, yep. Maybe it'll be a reversal of fortune for the
They're coming third last.
Coming third last.
Yep.
And we're coming second at the moment, are we?
We're coming third.
Coming third. That's not too bad.
No.
What's our percentage there, brother?
We're looking at 70.
That's not bad.
No, compared to 88 for the Comets and 94 for the Bankstown Bruins.
Well,
looks like the Bruins are the bad guys all round.
They breed good basketball players. Also breed good cricketers too, but we won't talk about that right now with the War Brothers and all those kind of guys. They're warming up right now. There's about 8 minutes to tip off. We may or may not get time to do the interview before half time. If we don't, we'll do it after the game. We may be able to talk to a few of the players after the full time. There's a couple of people coming up the stairs right now. Hopefully that'll be the captain of the women's team.
Which it looks like it certainly is.
We better make some room here, ladies and gentlemen. We'll just make some room. Hi, welcome.
Hi, thanks.
Hi, Kerry.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm David.
Hi,
this
David.
Is David.
Hi.
Hi, David.
Good game.
David.
Yeah.
Thanks.
How do you feel? You look a bit worn out.
Yeah, a bit tired. It's a bit hectic out there.
Looked like it was a pretty tough game. Got to fairly physical in the second half.
Yeah, well, when you're down, you just go for anything and everything. So It includes chopping arms and putting the leg out, elbowing.
It got pretty rough there for a while. You were playing against Les Boyd. We noticed that at one stage. Yeah, there were a few intentional elbows.
Yep.
That was a bit rough, that intentional call on us. Who drew that one? That was a bit rugged, I thought.
Yeah, that was our centre. She's the biggest girl.
Melissa.
We've got Melissa Madison.
Yeah. That was a bit unfair, I thought.
She said, actually, when I asked her what happened, she said that she elbowed her in the face first.
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah, but they always say that.
Yeah, you're not going to admit
it. But it's amazing. Like, if you've got the ball, usually the referee won't call very often the offensive foul.
Yeah.
Where, like, the girl had the ball, and she put her elbow out and hit Melissa in the mouth, and so Melissa just retaliated and flattened her.
Without getting you into trouble with any officials, how did you feel about the umpiring tonight? We could see up here quite a few fouls going amiss.
Yeah. Well, as our coach said after the game, he said it was going both ways. We were getting away with a lot of dirty fouls, and so were they. And what he felt was,
that's very even-handed. We don't want to hear stuff like that.
Controversy. We're here for controversy.
Well, he felt that the fouls that they did call were at crucial times when we were on fast breaks, or we had the opportunity to score, and they were pulling the ball up
and upset the rhythm completely.
Exactly. Yeah. Where they should have just played the advantage.
Towards the end there, it looked like you were getting into a good rhythm where you were moving the ball quickly down the court and getting it down to Melissa, who was basically standing under the basket.
Yeah.
And you caught back up there. I think you got to within 7 points.
Yeah, that's what we ended up going down by, actually, was seven.
Yeah.
7 points. So,
Was that a plan? You'd planned to do that, or
no,
just worked out that way?
Yeah, well, the coach just said, there was only like 2 minutes to go, and he said, get on there, just push the ball up as fast as you just get it down there. He said, shoot a few three-pointers, actually. He said, but if the girl's free inside, give it to her.
Yeah.
And Melissa just happened to be free, so we gave it to her. We, got away with a couple of fast breaks, and we made the layups. So that, because of their turnover, we got the ball. So it was sort of more or less a four-point turnaround where they missed, we come down, scored.
Yeah.
So that what...
There was a lot of turnarounds when both sides, when they had the ball, didn't convert many, many times. It was going back sort of three or four times each way before someone had scored.
Yeah, that's right.
Got fairly scrappy. How did you manage to blot out Joanne Adnam? She seemed to lose all the confidence right up until the last lot of free throws. She wasn't shooting at all well.
Yeah, I don't know. Just the way it worked out. I don't think
it could have been the early elbow in the jaw.
It may have been, yeah. I don't think they were looking for her as much.
Right.
I mean, last time we played them, she... hurt us really badly.
Yeah.
Actually,
well, she started out well.
Yeah, yeah, she always does. She always starts out really well. And but like I said, I don't think the second half they were looking to her as much as what they
tried to bring her on as centre, but she just... I mean, it's just not her position. She looked very clumsy and actually turned the ball over a couple of times.
Yeah, well, see, she usually plays off guard or forward, and I think she's more comfortable as the off guard.
Yeah. Yeah, she wasn't taking the ball up court well.
No. And that's... I mean, Paul, actually, our coach, wanted Melissa to take her, like, that's how come, it may have seemed funny to you guys that our centre was guarding the girl bringing the ball up, what I mean, where it should have been sort of one of us taking her, but that was sort of his plan. He wanted Melissa on her, and then for one of us to go up and double team.
To keep her height up and stop the pass over the top and inside.
And I mean, a couple of times we did get a couple of turnovers from it.
Yep.
Because, like, she dribbled with her head down and wasn't looking up, and she was too worried about trying to hit us with an elbow, I think.
And who are you playing next week?
I'm not sure. Manly, I think. Who do we
Manly?
Play next week? Manly, I think.
I thought it was a good showing, given your position on the ladder and their position on the ladder. I thought you held them extremely well.
Yeah. Well, last time we played them, we only went down by 9 to them as well.
Right.
Considering they're, I've got half the Flames in there.
The NBL girls.
Yeah, that's right. So it was a really good effort.
Comets.
Sydney
Comets.
Oh, Sydney.
And where are they placed?
Second.
So another tough one.
Second.
Another tough one.
Yeah, well, last time we played them, I think we went down by, 30?
Yeah, the girls were in until about the last, I think it was about 7 minutes. And there were still only 6 points in it, and then they ended up losing by 30. Sydney just went absolutely crazy.
We I think the last few games we've showed that we've lacked the match fitness.
Right.
That's what, like, our coach Paul has also said. He just said it just comes down to the last 5 minutes or so, and just our fitness shows. Where tonight he tried a new tactic where he was like subbing us three
at a time
every 4 and 5 minutes, which worked.
Yeah.
I mean,
we were saying up here that you actually ran out of time, because when it went to the free throw situation, it didn't help you because you were coming down and converting the points, but the free throw situation didn't help you at all. And
that's
when both
right.
teams got into that, just went from one end to the other for about the last 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Whereas you were scoring quite well with some of the 3 and 2 pointers up till then.
Yeah.
All right, well, we might leave it there because this game's due to start in about 2 minutes. Thanks for coming up, Kerry.
Okay,
well played.
No worries. Thanks.
And thanks very much for your time.
No worries.
All right, Noel, have you got the opposition guy so we know who we're calling against
yes,
or playing
I have,
against?
And,
oh, you've done well.
And coincidentally enough...
Well done, girls.
Don't get loaded. coincidentally enough, they've added some players for us.
Oh, isn't that good?
Yeah.
Added?
It's a coincidence. On the weekend, the second division side played Western Suburbs in a do-or-die match, and if we beat Western Suburbs, we're in a chance to make the semi-finals of the second division. And they brought a recruit along who hadn't been seen before that stage, and he ended up top scoring for the game, even beating the season high point scorer who also plays for Wests, and basically put us out of the game. Well, now tonight...
Bit of a dark horse then, really.
Yeah, he was. And now tonight, when we need to win again, City have brought in... Oh, it's about there's about three of them in there. This is supposed to be a youth side, and if you look down there, there's a couple of guys 1 or 2 years younger than me.
A couple of guys that were drawing their pension a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
You're right there, mate.
Just as long as we don't make any hair jags, fellas. we got a big laugh from everyone, didn't we? Okay, you, out.
This guy just shooting now with the headband on, and unfortunately you people can't see him, but he played for the Supersonics when
Did
they
he?
First went into the NBL back in 1983 and 1984. He also played in the South East Australian Basketball League from 85 to 87 with the Sydney... Comments, I think
so he's got a fair bit of, who's that, Jamie Howdenis, he's got a fair bit of experience behind him.
And he's also played in the Australian University side, so he's obviously going to be a danger man tonight.
And have you played with him or against him before? Or you've
Yes, I have. He was sort of around when I was playing, and I still remember back to those days, the dim dark past. But they've got a few youngsters in there, but each of the kids are doing fairly well. Blake Hammett plays in the SEABL.
Do you want to go through and tell us who's playing so we can, because we're just about to go to the tip-off.
We've already gone through the Penrith side.
We've gone through the Penrith sides, and the Minstrels are getting ready. The Minstrels with whistles, they're getting ready. They're talking to each other down at centre field, and they've got look at those shirts. They're beautiful. They look like Newcastle United soccer team shirts.
And a small world, we've got another Hawkesbury person involved. One of those officials is from Hawkesbury.
Oh, we better not bag him. He's a good Minstrel. Anyway, Noel, tell us about the Sydney Sonics team.
Okay, number five is Tony Johnson, and Tony Johnson's been playing South East Australian Basketball League for 2 years. Number eight is Michael Davis. He's been playing in the New South Wales Satellite Program, which is designed to identify talented players and bring them up through...
Like the tennis satellite circuit.
Yeah, basically, yeah. And bit stronger competition.
Sure.
Tony Bartlett played for the Bullets in Brisbane in their junior Bullets. He's only just come down from Queensland, and so they've slotted him very quickly into the team. Blake Ammett, Charlie Ammett's son. Charlie is a famous coach with the Sydney side and a famous Australian coach.
That's right, yeah.
And Blake's played 3 years in the SEABL and was also a state junior rep. Guy Ammett, another Ammett.
Probably related.
Yeah, probably related. Another New South Wales junior. Represented New South Wales 3 times. Dan McAlpine, ex-Tamworth State League player. Jamie Howdenis, who we talked about, played 2 years in NBL, so he's obviously got the experience on everybody in this game.
Yep.
Plus 3 years in the SEABL and for the Australian University side, and Byron Costa, who we haven't got any credentials on, but
if he's in their lineup, he must be all right.
Yeah, I think so. But when you bear in mind, this is supposed to be Sydney's youth squad. I think it's a bit of a ring-in team.
You're suggesting that maybe they need a couple of walking canes out there to justify their youth?
Oh, no. I think it's going to be the other way. I think we would have beaten the youth side by nearly 40 or 50 points, and I reckon we're going to have a game in this all the way up to the end. Yep.
Could be a good game. We're right to go to the tip-off. Here we go. The Minstrel chucks it up, and away it goes. One by Penrith. Oh, and they throw it straight back. Thank you for switching me on. You probably didn't hear me call the tip-off there. The Comets have got it down here to number 10. And I don't know who he is because they've moved the sheet. Tony Bartlett inside there. Back to Guy Ammett, he throws it around, back to Howdenis, and he pots it. Was that a three or a two? I think it was a two. Penrith bring it back up. Number four, who's he? I've only got number five starting. Can you tell me who that is, Noel? He's a ring in.
No, I can't.
Okay, number four.
I spoke to the coach and he didn't give me number four.
Okay.
We've transgressed, we've been called for a travel.
Called for a travel. Right out here, the Comets are looking pretty good earlier on. They've out to Howdenis out here on the far left. Inside, oh, they nearly had it under the ring there, but well defended there by Scott Miller. Comets from the side, Howdenis to take the ball.
No, I'm going to blow it.
You can see straight away the difference in the men and the women. The men play man to man.
Yep. And they also crash tackle.
Yeah, a little bit more physical.
How Dennis under the ring there lays up beautiful. They've gone to a 4-0 lead.
Nice move then, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was indeed.
Who's going to keep scoring? I guess.
We'll volunteer you, Noel. You're good at it.
Okay, and it's 4-0.
4-0, full donut.
Not a good start for,
zip.
For Penrith. Okay, slowing it down a little bit now. Obviously trying to get a bit of rhythm into their
Scott
play.
Scott Miller goes for the lap, straight through and draws
yep.
it. Does well.
Doing
excellent.
Exactly what I predicted.
2 points. Replay. Good shot, son.
Okay.
Comments bring it up. Number 5, Tony Johnson gives it out here. Tony Bartlett knocks it out. And it's called. Gives back into the Comets. Number 11, Blake Emmett. He'll probably throw it to his brother because he doesn't know anyone else on the team. And there's a two-pointer. Misses and well rebounded by number 4, who we don't know who he is. He looks like he's a pretty good player, though.
Okay. Moving
number
it
10,
up
oh, great layup.
Beautiful layup.
Dean Miller, fantastic. Straight through the middle. Came around the left inside the keyhole and potted it. Comets on a fast breakout here to number 10. The defence is closed in, but he sinks it from the keyhole. That was Tony Bartlett. It's going back at a furious pace. Scott Miller brings it up over the halfway, down to the top of the keyhole. Bit of jostling going on. Bit of jostling. Right outside the keyhole here, number 4. I can't tell you who he is.
Kenny.
Oh, Kenny with a big jump and a big pot. Michael Kenny, good shot.
Interesting lineup for the Panthers tonight. They've gone with Brian Metcalf in the opening five. It's the first time this season that he's hit the court at the start of the game. Basically, the rest of the five picked themselves and they've started out most of the game. Gary Hartop looks like he's the man on the bench for tonight.
Oh, Comets finally get a goal. They had about 4 or 5 shots.
And no one from Penrith going for the rebound. All standing back.
Fairly poor rebounding there by Penrith. They're looking a bit rattled at the moment. I think the Comets side are pretty well drilled at the moment, Noel.
Yeah, we actually lack a little bit of mobility with the lineup that's out there at the moment.
So this isn't our staff starting lineup?
Well, you shouldn't be looking at 8-4, though.
No, 8-6.
Well, that's not too bad. Lineup draws the foul. Comets went for the shot. Penrith gave the foul away. It's against
points
Hacking.
Are, points are good.
Against number 6, the points count. Scott Miller, the foul, and Comets have 2 shots. Or one. One shot. And he misses. Well rebounded by Penrith. They both went up and they've called a foul. What's going on here? No, they've called a stop of the game. Someone's bled all over the court. I think they'll come and buff it up again. And I love the way they buff the court up with this towel. What's going on? The minstrel is staring at it and he's saying, look at this. This needs buffing this floor. Come down and buff it up, will you? Mate, look, get a French polisher. We need one quickly.
Did you notice the towel boy had to borrow someone's towel?
Oh, it's probably full of sweat and Lucozade and Gatorade and every other enzyme product on the market, but he's doing a good job, and he's also cleaning it up with his knees as he goes along behind it. He's well trained, this kid.
Okay, what was that infringement?
No, that wasn't infringement. They just stopped the game because of the water on the court.
It's dangerous, son. It's dangerous. They haven't got Bridgestone Storecats on their feet, mate.
Yes.
Penrith ball from their half, bring it up. The zone defence is already set by the Comets. There's a bit of jostling going on at the top of the keyhole there. Round to the left of the top of the keyhole. Number 4's the centre. He goes for a 3-pointer. And it looked good. It came back off the ring. He looks like getting it, but here's a fast break by the Comets. There's half a dozen of them down here.
Could have been a score then, but...
They're throwing it back straight back across the keyhole. Number 12 with a shot going backwards was Guy Amett. I tell you what, these two brothers, they've got mental telepathy when it comes to basketball. They just think the ball into the other guy's hands, and there it appears. Down here to Penrith, number 6, Scott Miller, back out to number 8, Brian Metcalf, and right down here to the ring, back to Miller, goes for a lap along the line, and he draws a foul. No, he doesn't.
Step out.
Oh, dear, that's a bit of a waste of an advantage ball. Comets bring it back up. Quickly up to the outside of the keyhole. Guy Amett, and Howe Dennis, pots a beauty.
I wonder why he changed his pivot feet twice, too.
Sorry?
He changed his pivot feet twice too.
Oh, that doesn't matter if you can ignore that. I think the...
We're going to run into the same problem, aren't we?
Yeah, the minstrels only look from the hips up. That way you can get the hip charge, but you can't get the travel or the pivot change. Right up the guts there. It's a bit tough in there. There was a bit of a silly ball. Comments on the break here. Right down the guts, and he slams it in. Number 11, Blake Emmett. I think it was assisted by his brother, Guy Emmett, or if he didn't, he willed him to get it.
Oh dear, the Sonics have jumped out to 16-6.
Gee, that's a bit of a surprise.
Well, that's a dangerous break to make in this sort of a game.
It's just
Oh, great backward, but it was missed by Penrith. Oh, good rebound there, and it goes in.
Brian Metcalf.
Well tipped in there by Metcalf, and good defence. But the Comets on a quick break, and I thought he could have drawn that foul, but he didn't. The Minstrels didn't even call the foul.
Good hands by Paul Kenner.
And there's a timeout here called to Penrith. I can understand why they're getting thrashed at the moment, and I think maybe they've gone into this game, Noel, correct me if I'm wrong, with a bit of complacency against this team. They're up against a lineup they weren't expecting.
Yep, and I mean, they turn up tonight to get a win. You know, basically all you got to do is turn up to get the win.
Well, I think they've turned up the wrong place if that's their attitude. Well, you're listening live on SWR 88.3 FM. 15 minutes and 30 seconds left to go in the halftime, until halftime. And there's the timeout. The Sydney guy, the Penrith coach. Who's the Penrith coach, Noel?
Joe Weber.
Joe Weber's winding him up. He's laying down the law. He's saying, listen, guys, you've come here to play basketball, not to sit on the sideline, not to buff the wood. Score points, get into it, take it seriously. I think they've come in here complacent. Sydney Comets have rigged it with a lot of experienced players, and their teamwork is showing quite substantially.
Yeah, and Weber was anything but pleased when he called those guys over too. Yeah, but anyway, it's a game, 16-8. Penrith, they're down double their score, and they've really got to just...
They're shell-shocked. Comets from the side, down in our part of town. Gives it to... Dennis? I tell you what, he looks pretty slick, doesn't he? He looks pretty slick. Penrith ball from the side there, tipped out by Comets. These Minstrels look good in that black and white uniform. Gee, they look good, don't they? You could almost order a beer off them, couldn't you?
Yeah, it's coincidental, too, that as they run up the court at the moment, the two Minstrels on each court, they're related. And that's handy, too.
I tell you what, you know, it's nepotism at its finest when the Minstrels can do that. Oh, there's a backward jumper, draws the foul, and it's against the Sydney Comets number 5, Tony Johnson. That's his first foul of the night. There's only one foul on each team at the moment, so we haven't seen the genuine rough stuff, but I'm sure that'll come in the second half of State of Origin 2, Penrith v Sonics. Here we go. One shot or two shot, Minstrel?
Two shots.
Two shots. Thank you, Minstrel. Number 15, Michael Kenny. Yeah. Oh, he misses the first one. That's a disappointment.
Well, he found the ring where the girls hit it all night, right in front.
Yeah, that's a shame.
It's got to get over it.
Here he goes for the second one. And he pots it. I'll give you the replay there so you can see it on live radio. Comets with a fast break down the right here, but the defence closes quickly. They turn it to soccer, and that's always a good sign. Oh, they've drawn the foot foul.
Foot violation.
Yep. Don't play soccer here, son. You're here to play basketball.
Oh,
Comments from the side.
There's sweat everywhere, and they haven't called the towel boy on.
Yeah, that's a surprise, isn't it? When they get in on the ground, it's guaranteed to get a couple of buckets of sweat on. A good right-hand cup layup there by number 11, Blake Emmett. Number 4 brings it up for Penrith, back down to the zone. Out wide is Dean Miller, goes for the three-pointer. Oh, gee, that was close. And tipped in, nearly assisted. Hit back well. Penrith still in control outside the keyhole. The defence is looking pretty good for the Comets. There's no obvious way through. A bounce shot through to Michael. And number 10 goes for the jump shot and misses, unfortunately. And he draws a foul against Howard Dennis. That'll be, I think, was that in the process of taking the shot?
Yeah, and Mick McSpadden will go to the... Oh, no, they're taking to the side.
Yeah, right. I didn't think he was in the process of taking the shot there, Noel.
Well, I'd argue with you, but...
Okay, well, let's argue.
The referee's going your way, so...
And substitution for Penrith, the first one. On comes number 12, Peter Fenton. Well, he's been on before, hasn't he? Or no, that's his first sub.
Peter's fairly credentialed. Peter played SEABL with Bankstown for 3 years and also was an Australian junior. So with Peter on there and with Michael Kenny, we...
Three-pointer shot, but missed by Penrith. Taken by the Comets. They're going for the fast break. No, they slow it back down. Howard Dennis brings it up the court, over halfway. Down here to Tony Bartlett. He goes for a three-pointer. It's looking good, but it hits the ring and misses Penrith. Rebound very, very well. Number 4, he's playing pretty good as a centre. Reminds me of Phil Smythe a bit. Number 12 goes for the dummy shot and gets it. Draws a foul as well. The 2 points will count. And a foul against Tony Bartlett. Well played. That'll be two shots or one shot, will it? I think it'll be the one shot, won't it? Seeing as the basket counted.
Did he count the basket?
I think he did.
I was just trying to focus on this terrible scoreboard down the other end of the court.
Oh, it's disgraceful, isn't it? We've got the best game and the worst scoreboard.
Well, he's got 18-11 and they've scored a two-pointer, so I don't know how he can go from 8 to 11 with 2 points.
Mm.
And we've missed the free, but... Oh,
we've tipped back in. Oh, nicely played.
Oh, well done, Paul Kenner.
Is that who number 4 is?
Yes, and unfortunately...
Just not having any luck converting those.
when we do get the advantage from one of their mistakes, we don't do anything with it.
Good hands in there by Michael Kenny.
Yeah, very clumsy. There'll be a jump here, and poor Kenner will get thrashed. And
don't get up.
Foot violation.
Oh, dear, dear.
Who said it wasn't soccer?
These minstrels are hopeless.
Come on. Look for the...
I tell you what, they're being very liberal. Good jump by Michael Kenny and sinks it. There's 2 points.
Now let's see what the scoreboard says.
No, you can't read it. No, I wouldn't bother. Waste
13.
Your time.
Says 13.
Back down here to Bartlett. Inside there. It's a good jump by number 12 for Sydney, but he misses. Well taken by 12 for Peter Fenton, and gives it back out to Richard Spanos. He brings it down now. That's his first time on the court, isn't it, Noel?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Michael Kenny goes for the dummy. Back out to Richard Spanos. Goes for the shot and misses, unfortunately.
No one under
Guy Amett lays it up.
Spanos has hit a blank for his first two, so hopefully he'll get a bit of form.
We hope he warms up. There's a three-pointer.
Three-pointer.
Bad luck. That's a foul. Yes, I charged that too against number 12, Guy Amett. He deserved that one. I'd send him off and sin bidding for that. That was pretty almost intentional.
I'd have him shot.
It was pretty ordinary, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought he was going to pick his nose for him, but I tell you, it was a bit rugged. Timeout here called by Sydney Comets. I think they're getting a bit worried. Penrith have finally warmed up.
I don't know why they should be worried. It's still 18-13.
Oh, no, it's early days. But, the coach for City is Brad Fowler. He was the state under-16 men's coach, and he's also been the assistant coach of the Bankstown Women's National Basketball League in previous years. So Brad knows what he's doing. He's obviously got these guys pumped up for a big game against Penrith. As I say, Penrith, no one's expected Penrith to be in the top four this season. We've been coming third now for the last 10 weeks, and everyone thinks they've got a chance against us.
Fantastic.
What we've really got to do is just show that this standard of side that we're playing at the moment hasn't got a chance against us, and we're genuine semi-final contenders.
Actually, just want to correct something I said earlier, Dave. I said that they were coming third last. They're not. They're in fact coming second.
To Penrith?
No, City is sitting in Comets.
No, it's Comets. This is Sonics.
Sonics. They've got Comets
on their jumpers.
Yeah, I know, but it's the Sonics.
Oh, right.
Trust
right.
Me.
Gee.
What do I lie? Trust me.
Gee. I tell you what, it's a bit rugged.
I was totally confused. Then I was sitting here and I was thinking to myself.
They ring in their players and they wear the wrong jumpers. That's a bit rugged on us, isn't it? We're ignorant.
No, but you guys have done the right thing. You've brought in a highly qualified sideline eye, and
when are we going to meet him? Great goal there by Peter Fenton for Penrith. I think Noel was trying to pat himself on the back, but we're not part of the Mutual Admiration Society. Brought up here by the Sonics. I kept calling the Comets because that's all I can see on their jumpers, so they're trying to mislead us. Maybe they're trying to psych out the Penrith team and let them think that they're playing like the Comets, who are running second. Good inside ball there, but he's fouled. No, he isn't. I thought that was a great Aussie Rules push in the back there, but Penrith get the ball from the side. Gee, these minstrels have got a lot to answer for the results of some of these games.
Can we call them the Penrith Kings?
No, we can't.
We can call them the Penrith Panthers, though.
Oh, I think they're throwing it around. Comments.
Penrith are throwing around. Oh, great. Oh, look at that. Dazzle, razzle, dazzle. And he gets the ball back. Great goal.
Mick McSpadden.
Yeah.
Mick McSpadden. Paul Kenner went down and did a dummy under the basket there and left the ball behind, and McSpadden converted finally. What was that, charging? That is.
No basket.
Charging, no basket. Charging against number 12, Guy Amett. That's his second for the game.
No,
called against us.
The Penrith block.
Penrith block, yeah. No basket. Gee. I didn't think he was stationary when he charged into him, so it was a good call by the Minstrels. Substitution for Penrith. They're making quite a few. On comes Elliot Plater. What's his history, Noel? Is he good?
Yeah, Elliot was sort of lacking for opportunities early in his career, and played at Parramatta for a little while. Played in their youth squad, under 19, because Penrith basically just didn't have boys to play there. And when we opened the stadium up a few years ago, we dragged people like Elliot back into the association, and he's now been playing in the top side for this is his second year.
Right, so he sort of got his act back together again and made the grade.
Yeah, very much what you would call a street player. He sort of knows all the fancy moves, takes it around his back, over his head, and whatever else.
Right.
It's a case of modifying that play for this level.
Yep.
He
just can't be too fancy, can you? Because he'll turn the ball over too much.
No, it's basically a control game at this level.
Well, the Sonics attacking now. Penrith have clawed their way back to 18-17. Let's see if they can knock this attacking raid on the head and get back. Yes, they have too.
That was a good
down
block.
The court.
Good block by Gary Hartop then. Now we've turned it over again. Here we go. No, we're going to get it back again. Well, it's fast, but there's not much happening in the way of scoring. Both sides turning the ball over.
Play, they do that run beautifully, don't they?
I don't know. I thought the women run a bit more beautifully than these guys.
Oh, well played.
Three-pointer, and he's put it through. Okay, we're in the front now.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, great comeback. I think Penrith have finally settled down. They've learned how to play against this fairly tight Sonics zone defence, and they're starting to organise themselves outside the keyhole a bit better and look for opportunities up the guts.
Plus, we've matched up a little bit better. I mean, this is a far more mobile outfit that's out there now.
What's he called, a foul against us? I think he has. No, he hasn't.
Just for the listeners, we've got Elliot Plato, Richard Spanos, Peter Fenton,
sure.
Mick McSpadden and Gary Hartop. And these guys are okay.
And Tony Johnson scores
so
for Sydney
now.
Sonics. Oh, well played, look at this. Penrith, and he draws a foul on the shot.
Peter's been one of our stalwarts through the early part of this season. They're stalwarts or stalwarts?
Yes. He's both.
Yeah, he's both.
Stalwarts or stalwarts?
Yeah. And he basically led the team through the early few games when Michael Kenny was still finding his feet. Michael's come back in recent weeks and led the scoring, and he's sitting in fourth place in the top 10 scorers this year. But on his night, Peter's probably one of the best shooters in this league, best scorers.
Bit of a David Campese of Penrith basketball.
Yeah, Peter Fenton.
Yeah, he can be, yeah.
Peter Fenton's had two free throws, missed the first one, here's the second, and it's in, here's the replay. You're probably getting bored with that anyway. I won't do it again. The Sonics bring it back down, nearly an intercept, right down the field, back to halfway. Back to Johnson. Johnson goes for a jump shot and sinks it.
Johnson,
I tell you what, he's not bad, this boy.
He is a good player, and
Johnson,
he's causing a few problems to
indeed,
the defence.
He is indeed. Johnson and Howe Davis, I think, are my danger men so far for the Sonics. Although I think Penrith have got the ammunition to answer them. They've got a lot of tall boys, and when they get under the basket, they're causing havoc. A three-pointer shot up here by Fenton, and he misses, but it's well rebounded.
Ooh.
Came off. Oh, gee, that was a dodgy decision. But anyway, we'll live with it because it goes our way.
Well, I think those guys watched the last game and they said, hey, look, we better buy a few Penrith's way.
Yeah, you've got to make good. And I think that's good when minstrels do that. Oh, look at that.
Oh, yeah, what a
fantastic
shot.
Brian Metcalf.
Out of the bunch comes
through the guts. That was like a scrum, the tightness under the keyhole. Went straight through them.
Threaded his way through six arms then.
Yeah. Johnson on the outside of the keyhole for Comets. Oh, 12 goes for a lad. Guy Amett misses, but he gets the rebound. Penrith? They're asleep.
Nobody blocked him out.
Oh, dear.
Later on the fast break.
Panthers down there to rebound.
Metcalf throws it to no one and no one gets it. What's wrong?
No, the referee's
called it up.
Picked something.
No, the missiles have seen something that nobody else has.
Caught him for a travel.
Well, Penrith still have the advantage by one. We're up 23-22.
Well, Johnson, I think Penrith are playing man-on-man, and they've tightened it right up.
A bit of heavy work going on.
You've got to watch Johnson.
Three-point shot.
Oh, he's missed it, but he's getting the rebound.
Well, Amett's just given Gary Hartop one of the best forearms you've seen off the football field as well.
Yeah, and none of the minstrels saw it, and they get away with it. Michael Davis pots that two-pointer. They bring it back down with Richard Spanos. Down there to Plater, back to Spanos on the outside there to Hartop, and he goes for the three and gets it. It was a two-pointer. This game's teetering backwards and forwards. It's a pretty tough game.
Can I say tip for tat?
No, you're not allowed to say that.
Yep.
Yeah,
excellent shot out there by Johnson. That Johnson's a real worry. I think they're going to have to mark him a bit more closely. Forget about the zone when it tightens up, when he brings the ball down.
Don't forget about the zone.
Think about the zones and go for Johnson.
Yeah.
Two-point advantage to the Sonics after that three-point shot.
Oh, Michael Kenny with a great jump shot, but unfortunately misses.
Peter
Fenton. Johnson brings it down, gives it back out here to Guy Amett. Guy Amett goes for the jump shot, and it looks good. Rebounded well by Spanos. Gives it out to Plater. He's got no one in support. He'll have to take it back, and he does so. All the support comes back up now.
Yeah, intelligent play. That was good work by Plater.
Yep, waiting
back to Hartop.
He knew set up the attack.
That's right. He knew he had too much defence in front of him. Good rebound here by Penrith. Can we
get a foul out of that one?
Yeah, I think that'll be on Howe Dennis.
He had to think about that,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah, he did too. He probably gave it from the side as well.
Yeah, it was on Howe Dennis, that foul.
Spanos taking a break for Scott Miller to come back on the court. Dean Miller was up as well, but he's been told to sit down again.
Sit down, Dean. You're on 88.3 SWRFM on our second test broadcast, coming at you live from Homebush Sports Centre. We'd like to thank our major sponsor for tonight, the Outdoor Network Group, who handle all the large billboards around Homebush Stadium and mobile billboards.
In and out.
Rob. In and out. Bad luck. And Airport Advertising, and they can be contacted
like one of my golf shots.
358-4599. I'm just mentioning our sponsors. Do you mind? Great second shot by Fenton. Sinks it and gets the point. Substitution called.
And here comes Miller.
On comes Miller.
That's a good sub. Basically, similar types of players. Very good offensively. And getting better as the season's gone on defensively.
Good play there by Sonics, but they couldn't convert it, thank goodness.
Nice push in the back on Hardtop again then. But
yeah, but not called. Oh, gee, these minstrels, they're ignorant.
We've come up with a ball, though.
Yeah, which I thought was wrong.
Hardtop's an interesting character. He's played netball for Australia.
Yeah, we talked about that before. Did he still wear his skirt, or is he...
No.
Won't let you talk about that.
Well, no, they don't make them wear skirts. I mean, that's not be too sexy.
We're being silly on that. We're being silly. Oh, great three-pointer there by Scott Miller. Again, that was worth 6 points. Oh, how Dennis down the outside lays it back in, and he cleans up one of our boys. I tell you what, that can't be called against us.
No,
but
I think he's called the charge.
He's called the charge on, yes, I think.
Well, how Dennis has got to be getting close, hasn't he?
He's got three. I tell you what, I don't think he'll last the game. Is there five in this or six?
No, only five.
Only five and you're off. And he's halfway there. There's only 7 minutes, 32 seconds to go in this half.
I was talking to the City coach before the game started, and one of his players had to pick two others up at Petersham Station, and he's turned up by himself. So I don't think the City coach is... got too much in reserve either in this game.
No, well, he's only got two blacks sitting on the bench, and to me they look buggered already, mate. Good layup in the centre. Gee, that was a bit rugged. If it wasn't hips, it would have been charging, but the Minstrels decided not to call it at all.
Strong rebound by Brian Metcalf.
Yeah, very strong. Oh, look at that. Gee.
Did all the right things and then
Scott Miller went down and threw up a Nancy Boy pass, and it didn't even make the net.
Actually, I think it might have been a Nancy Boy shot.
Dan McAlpine out to Blake Emmett, and he misses. There's a fair few tussling going on.
Scott Miller got that and then let it bounce off his foot out.
Yeah. Maybe he was trying to drop kick it. That can't be a bad thing.
In from the side.
There's Johnson. He's a danger man.
We're two in front, 29-27.
Plater's keeping on him fairly tightly. Johnson goes for the three. He's a danger man. He's got it too.
Yeah.
Gee, they've got to mark him. I reckon they've got to put one of the tall boys on him and just stop him doing those shots.
His percentage wouldn't be too good from the field, though. He's missed about five.
Gee. He's looking good. Penrith around the outside. Oh, they've drawn the foul again.
Oh, and he's in the middle of a layup. He gives him the ball from the side. Doesn't give him shots. No, we get the 1-1. They're on 7-3.
They've ruled that he was on the way up. So
No. They've called 7 fouls, so we get 1-1.
17 fouls already.
Yeah.
Dear, that's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a shame. I mean,
not for us.
Yeah, that was their eighth actually. That foul.
Clock stopped at 6 minutes 27 seconds.
And he's missed the first one, unfortunately. So we didn't turn that to our advantage. Johnson brings it down for the Sonics. Goes up against Platy, misses him, goes for the layup, misses it. Well rebounded there by Michael Kenny. He's doing a lot under the basket. Yes. Keeping control of this ball. Gives it back to Scott Miller, who brings it up. The zone defense has been set by the Sonics. They're not doing the man-on-man. They're going for the zone. Oh, there's a bit of... Oh, how Dennis has just tackled Michael Kenny. He said, get out of my way. I'm going to tackle you. You're not going to get the ball. But how Dennis gets the ball back and throws it away. Penrith from the side. There's a fair bit of rough stuff.
Good pressure then by Dean Miller.
Tony Johnson wasn't impressed and he kicked the ball out of bounds. They could have called him a foul play there. Not allowed to kick the ball, son.
As you watch the game progress, just watch some of the ball that Dean Miller manages to get off the offensive and defensive boards, and you'll understand why the guy's calling him Inspector Gadget.
Michael Kenny. I nearly called him Brett Kenny there, but that's a different game altogether. Michael Kenny missed a layup. Back to Johnson. He does well to go around Scott Miller, but comes back outside the keyhole, goes right across the keyhole for a three-pointer, two-pointer, and sinks it.
Point.
Number 11, which is Blake Amett.
Sonics in front by three.
Paul Kenner's back on the field. Oh, dear, oh, dear. They went for the shot on Brian Metcalf and handed it back to Johnson, who's going to lay up against Paul Kenner, and he draws the foul. Yeah, you can see that coming a mile away. That's his first foul. There's only three fouls for Penrith, so they're doing well in the foul count. That's probably a function. Normally on a man-to-man defence, Noel, you expect to draw more fouls, yet Sonics have drawn more with the zone defence.
Yes, I think Penrith are just controlling themselves better this season. I mean, Sonics haven't got the experience to...
Great three-pointer by Johnson. Sorry there, Noel.
No, that's okay. They haven't got the experience to push Penrith into foul trouble. That may show up at the end, but I mean we're playing with 10 players tonight, so
well done by Michael Kenny. I would have called the foul on Howard Dennis as well. I think he chopped him as well. Fast break here by Comets. He's having trouble keeping the ball in, but he keeps it in. They've called the foul.
Oh, that was a desperation call by a referee.
Who's he called that on? On our number eight. Is it?
Yeah, Gary Hardtop.
Yeah, gee, that's a bit rugged.
Is it Hardtop or...?
Yeah, he had both hands up.
Metcalf. Yeah, Brian Metcalf.
Brian Metcalf, yeah, number eight. Timeout called by Penrith.
What's the score update? 56.
35-31.
So we're behind by four.
We're behind by four. We've been in front. When they're behind again.
I think they'll get back. I think they've organised. Oh, look at this. Look at these minstrels. They're not even talking. They don't like each other, these blacks.
No.
The other blacks are almost hugging and kissing. These blacks, oh, now look, they're coming together. They're coming together to talk. He's saying, look, how hard's the ball, mate? He said, you satisfied with that? And the black said, yeah. It's bouncing pretty well. It's going in the hole. We can't expect anything more from a basketball.
Actually, I have been doing a lip-reading course, and I think he said it was David talking about us. So
he knows we are. He said, look, we're having a pretty poor go of it. We better tighten up, otherwise we're going to get bagged the buggery by SWRFM. That's where we're coming at you live from Homebush Sports Stadium. They've had enough of a timeout, and is it our ball from the side? No, it's the Sonics' ball from the side.
After the foul on Metcalf. Called by Metcalf.
Yep, foul by Metcalf. You can't foul and get the ball, son. You know that. Oh, there's a good jump layup, but he missed, unfortunately, or fortunately for us. Brought back up by Miller. Miller takes it up well. Dean Miller was unguarded down there on the left and still is to a certain extent. Oh, Paul Kenner straight through the guts!
Oh,
and misses. Oh, gee, that we had no competition there for the points. That was a bit of a shame, and he knows that he's missed that one. He belts himself around the head a couple of times lightly.
Once again, all the hard work.
A good reverse jump shot by Guy Amett. Excellent work. Bring the ball back up. Paul Kenner's bringing the ball back up to Dean Miller. Dean Miller goes straight through, draws the foul. No, he doesn't.
But he
gets called on the foul.
They're not going to give him the basket either.
Oh, hang on. No, yeah, charging against Dean Miller. Sonics from the side, they bring it up.